Country's revolution is on.
The world is awake, and so are we.
Its forces on operation Mushtarak appear to have underestimated the scale of the...
Fastest news updates on This Morning. You are listening to This Morning on TBS EFM.
A new survey conducted by a job portal website, Inkrit, showed that nearly half of all workers here in Korea are reporting having endured sexual harassment at work. Now, the online survey released last week of more than 500 employees found that more than 47% of respondents said they had been sexually harassed in the workplace. And of the total, about 76% of the victims were female. It's interesting that about a quarter here were also male. Joining us on the phone now from Colorado to talk about this issue further is Dr. Audrey Nelson, author of some very well-known books on the issue, including her most recent book, Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen. Good morning, Dr. Nelson.
Good morning.
So you gave a talk here in Seoul just a few days ago at the invitation of the U.S. State Department and the U.S. Embassy here in Seoul, and I believe your audience has included some members of the South Korean National Assembly, as well as various working women and university students. What issues did you cover? Yes, just briefly, if you could recap what you went over.
I covered gender communication between men and women. I addressed sexual harassment as well. And most important, I talked about the work that I've done for the last 35 years in corporate America and for U.S. government agencies, which is what are the hot-button topics and HR trends now in order to make the workplace, we used to call it more female-friendly, now we call it more family-friendly, but mm-hmm. what are the issues for women, such as work-life balance, recruitment and retention, and certainly hostile workplaces, which sexual harassment is a part of.
I'm curious, Dr. Nelson, what points that you raised seem to strike a chord most dramatically with the people in your audience here?
There is a big difference between Korea and the U.S., particularly because we are essentially into this for about 40, 45 years. So, for example, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 provided laws that protect women around sexual harassment. You know, people have to remember also, in other words, we have a legal system in place. And I also believe from an HR perspective, in my work with corporate America, we have more HR policies in place. I'm the one that conducts the kind of training that prevents sexual harassment. And we have to remember the U.S. has half the world's lawyers. And I tried to share with my Korean audiences that it doesn't mean that sexual harassment does not go on in the American workplace. And quick footnote, let's all remember, only 10% of men are harassers. So the majority of men are not harassers. We have a similar statistic to you in that basically when an adult woman is done with her work life, she has encountered at least, depending on what study, 50 to 60% of women have encountered one or two incidents of sexual harassment. So we just have a lot of legal protection for women. We have a government agency, the EEOC. All you have to do is make a call to them in Washington and describe your situation. They'll do an investigation. Most people, however, though, will go to their manager, who is then legally responsible to report it to HR in an investigation should occur.
Dr. Nelson, we had a recent case here in Korea of a politician in the National Assembly who got in some very big trouble for making some blatantly sexist remarks to a group of young women. What about this instance stood out to you?
Pardon me?
You said you know the case. What about this instance stood out to you?
Oh, I know it very
well. What stood out to you here?
Right.
What was was there anything particularly interesting about this incident as you heard about it?
No, I thought it was the standard. Certainly in the United States, you just need to pick up the New York Times and every other week there'll be an incident of a congressman, which is the equivalent of the National Korean National Assembly, and there'll be some kind of incident around harassment. And I might also add, in our definition of harassment, it can work same-sex as well. We just had Hewlett-Packard's CEO, Mark Hurd, from a corporate perspective. He was just left at the encouragement of the board. He was highly successful in his 5 years and brought Hewlett-Packard to excel above Dell, who was their main competitor. But, you know, HP is the largest producer of printers and computers, and he had an inappropriate relationship with a woman named Fisher, and she was smart. She got our top gun lawyer in the U.S., Gloria Allred, who is famous and takes all the high-profile cases. So, of course, their stock plummeted 10%. But, you know, it's unfortunate because in the 5 years that he was at the helm, the company's stock market value increased $44.6 billion. So he was successful, but he was acting inappropriately.
Now, the survey that we reported at the start of our conversation, Dr. Nelson, here in Korea, reported that 61% of respondents here said they had been sexually harassed often, and most of the victims said they had been molested by their senior coworkers. Now, there's a common social perception here, I think, that Korea is a bit behind the curve when it comes to recognizing and dealing with sexual harassment in the workplace. But I'm wondering, from your global perspective, would you agree with that? Are there other countries that are in the same position as Korea? Are we not really much further behind?
That are not only in the same position, but probably worse. I would like to compare Korea to the U.S., and please remember, we've been at this at the U.S. since 1964 and the passage of the Title VII, the Civil Rights Bill, of which sexual harassment is included. So we've been 40 years at this. For the last two decades, I believe Korea has really made great strides, but they're only 20 years into it. Korea really could use some help from a corporate and government level in terms of providing training to employees and laws that protect employees and HR, human resource policies implemented. For example, a popular HR policy in corporate America is zero tolerance.
Now, the other
one
thing that...
Yes, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Dr. Nelson. The other thing that stood out to me, though, that was quite interesting here, is that about a quarter of the respondents to the survey that reported being sexually harassed in the workplace were men. What do you say about that phenomenon?
I say it's very common. It happens in the U.S. I will also add that it's underreported. So I think more men are molested by, A, either another man, because it can be same-sex in our country, that constitutes sexual harassment, and B, they could also be sexually harassed by a female coworker or a female boss. And it goes underreported because I believe there's a macho factor in play. So we think it actually occurs more than, we get about 15% of our cases are men being harassed by women.
Fascinating issue, Dr. Nelson. I'm sorry that we don't have more time to go into this. And I want to thank you for sharing your insights with us this morning. We've been talking with Dr. Audrey Nelson. It's actually afternoon in Colorado, I believe, where you are. She's an internationally recognized trainer, keynote speaker, and consultant, and author of the recent book, Code Switching, How to Talk So Men Will Listen.
Get your local and world news
right here on
This Morning.
7 to 9,
Monday through Friday.